Welcome to Right Here in Mass. We're a weekly podcast that features individuals throughout the Bay State who are on our radar and should be on yours. From the Berkshires to Boston, Cape Cod and the Islands, tune in to learn about who you should know right here in Mass. Happy Thursday, Right Here in Mass listeners. Today's guest is Haley Dunn, president of the St. Patrick's Committee of Holyoke, a 70-year nonprofit organization that plans, promotes, and presents the annual Holyoke St. Patrick's Parade, which annually welcomes over 400,000 in-person spectators and more than 1 million who watch it through its television broadcast. Additionally, Haley is the manager of corporate citizenship at Eversource Energy, where she manages the company's philanthropy and volunteer activities and the Eversource Foundation. Haley, thanks so much for being here today.
Hi, thank you so much for having me, Ashley. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Do you want to start off by sharing with our audience more about you and what you do?
Terrific. I'm happy to. So, I'm here to talk about my role as the current president of the St. Patrick's Committee of Holyoke. We're an institution that's over 70 years old. We're really proud of our roots and, we've been hosting the annual Holyoke St. Patrick's Parade for over 70 years and, leading this organization of, 200 or so members is really a rewarding experience and such an honor. We do incredible work all year round that culminates in what we call a homecoming weekend each March. And so I'm excited to always talk about the parade and the committee and, living in Holyoke and the great things that the city has to offer. So I'm happy to answer any questions.
Love it. And so for any of our listeners who aren't based in Western Mass and might be unfamiliar with what the St. Patrick's Committee of Holyoke is, could you talk more about the nonprofit organization and what it does in addition to the parade?
Sure. No, thank you. So, we were established back in 1952 by, some men back in the day that had this dream about honoring their Irish roots with a parade. And for those of you who may not know, Holyoke is an industrial city out in Western Massachusetts. We were built along the Connecticut River and the banks of the canal. So we are a former paper mill, known for its paper mills back in the day. And so the city was really built on immigrants and predominantly at the time, Irish immigrants that came into the city and built up the mills and really set their residence here in the city of Holyoke. We're a very diverse city as of now. About over 50% of the city is of Hispanic origin, but we still have this incredible legacy of the annual St. Patrick's Parade that started back in 1952. So it's an annual tradition that's been going on for 70 years to honor those Irish roots, but it really is a celebration of all cultures and all that is wonderful about Holyoke and Western Massachusetts. The parade and the road race that precedes it the day before, it may happen throughout the streets of Holyoke, but it truly is a regional event because we have our local communities, our surrounding communities that make up a parade. Springfield, Chicopee, Westfield, West Springfield, Northampton, South Hadley, and others. And so that's what I believe makes us unique in our parade, and that it's a regional event that brings millions of dollars to the local economy each year. And so we're really proud of that legacy and proud of that tradition and the festivities that make it happen each year.
Yes. And I can imagine that hosting such an amazing yet ginormous event with both the parade and the road race before it, that it likely has a ton of planning, like an entire year at least leading up to it. So I'd love to hear more about what that process is like with just the planning process and bringing in all these volunteers to make each year a successful one.
No, that's a really great question. And each year it boggles my mind that these events actually, happen because it does take an incredible amount of work to plan and promote and manage these events. So it's no joke. Once the parade happens, in mid-March, we start planning for the next parade that the next month. So by April, we're already starting to think about, new entertainment we want to invite to be a part of our parade. or, you know, things that may, you know, we'd like to improve upon for future years. So it's an incredible amount of work. We have hundreds of volunteers, many of whom are committee members, but really we also work incredibly close with city officials. So the mayor's office, the Department of Public Works, especially our first responders, many of whom come throughout from other communities to be in Holyoke that weekend, because it does take a lot of planning. Also, the incredible work and support of our sponsors. We could not have host these events without the sponsors. You know, the annual 10K road race brings in over 8,000 runners each year and 100,000 people that come into Holyoke that weekend. The road race ends with a huge block party in downtown Holyoke. You know, many of the bars have entertainment and tents and food trucks. So there's lots of planning that happens for that to occur. And then of course, you know, road race day, parade day, is not an inexpensive event to host. And so we could not host these events without the incredible support of all of our sponsors.
Yes. And one thing you mentioned that I really want to hone in on is the fact that it brings in millions of dollars to the community. And so could you talk more about what that might look like or examples of how it generates income for the local communities?
Sure thing. So, you know, the parade happens, you know, homecoming weekend, which we call it, you know, happens in March, but leading up to parade weekend, we host other social events, you know, that's honoring our award winners, or we have golf tournaments. We have other fundraising events called Battle of the Bars. We have celebrity bartenders. So, you know, in Holyoke, and then our regional committees, they host their own fundraising events too, leading up to the parade. So if you think of it, you know, we're renting hotel rooms for our guests. We're, hosting our events at venues. We're using local companies to host our events or to provide, you know, materials or other goods for these events. So if you think of it, you know, all year round, we're having these events, we're purchasing goods. It really generates the economy in Western Massachusetts. We like to go local as much as possible. Many of our events we host in Holyoke or, you know, within Western Massachusetts. So it's all about giving back. You know, Parade Weekend is celebrating Holyoke, our culture, our community, and we want to, you know, help out those in the community as much as possible. So we're really proud of the fact that our events really do generate such lots of revenue for our community supporters.
Yes. And I can imagine that in addition to the locations that you mentioned of the area surrounding Holyoke, that there's probably people coming maybe from like other areas in New England who view this as a tourist destination, really a fun weekend that they can participate in and get involved in.
Absolutely. You know, we have award winners that come in every year that are part of our parade. Some are international and national. You know, last year we had the ambassador to Ireland that came in. So her and her family and, you know, Secret Service, they're renting hotel rooms, you know, in and around Holyoke. We have lots of other family and friends that come in. So I've been calling it homecoming weekend. And that's true. People do come home for this weekend. They may not come home for Christmas or other holidays, but they always come home for St. Patrick's Day weekend because there's always so many fun events that occur that weekend. It's reconnecting with friends and family and, you know, revisiting, you know, your traditions that weekend. And so they're coming in and they're, you know, visiting their favorite local establishments. They're staying at hotels. And it really is a regional event. And there's lots of other things happening outside of Holyoke as well. You know, other communities have their own St. Patrick's Day festivities, events and concerts. And it really is an incredible weekend, a time of year to celebrate all that's great about Western Massachusetts.
Absolutely. And on the topic of Western Mass, I've had a few guests on the show who have talked about all of the outstanding work that's being done within the region to reinvigorate the economy, attract businesses and employees, and show why it's such a great location to thrive and grow as professionals. And so it sounds like that the parade and the committee is definitely a big contribution to helping to make that happen.
Yeah, Ashley, we're really proud of the fact that, you know, I've mentioned the committee, we're 70 plus years. It started with a, you know, a handful of men that started this committee back in the day. But now we're a really diverse group of volunteers. We're all volunteers. We actually pay dues to be a part of this organization and to work on Parade Weekend. But we're really a diverse group of individuals of all ages. And we're attracting new members every year because it's really something special to be a part of. So we've got, lots of different professionals. We have, members who used to be in the Colleen Court that wanted to come back because they had such an amazing experience when they were a part of the Colleen Court experience that they wanted to continue the tradition. I joined the committee over 10 years ago because when I moved back to Holyoke from Boston, Parade Weekend was always such an important part of my family and my community. And I wanted to make sure that it continues for another 70 years. So I joined the committee and here I am now as president. And it's exciting to see the committee evolve, to see more members join. And we do have fun. We really are, a family, but we do have fun planning these events and coming up with new ideas and how to promote the parade and how to promote our events and attracting new, esteemed award winners to march in our parade every year. So we're really proud of the fact that we're continuing to grow as an organization, but also supporting, the community that we love. You mentioned, Western Mass is growing and thriving in many different ways, and it's exciting to live out here. It's we're seeing a resurgence, and I'm really proud to be a little part of that.
Oh, I love that. And speaking of growth and evolution, that's one of the things that really impressed me when kind of digging deeper into the parade is that in addition to like entertainment and award winners and other things, the parade and committee is always finding ways to make things different and better each year, which I think is huge because I think oftentimes, sometimes with events like this, people might feel like it's the same thing each year and it's a repeat. And so it shows all of the hard work that the committee has put into making things new and exciting and fresh each year to continue to attract more people time after time.
Exactly. And that's what it's all about. The parade's been going on for 70 years and we've had some marching contingents that have been with us since day one. And that's incredible. We want to keep them and we respect their loyalty. But it's all about entertainment, right? So the parade mm-hmm. is whether you're watching it on the streets of Holyoke or you're watching it, on the television, it's broadcasted live or, live streaming. It is an entertainment and, we want to invest in that. And so we're always looking to find new, musical entertainments or new floats or other exciting, attributes to bring to the parade. So a couple of years ago, we invited, a band from New York to come be a part of our parade and they love it. And now they're a crowd favorite, which is incredible. We still have the Mummers that come up every year from Philadelphia. We have about, 3 to 4, Mummer bands that come up to our parade and they're always such an entertainment. Last year we had a big Shamrock Balloon. So we're starting to find new ways to entertain, spectators of all ages. So it's all about keeping it fresh. What do people like to see? And making sure that, we're being respectful and having a good time at it.
Absolutely. And I can imagine that the research and curation of these new entertainments each year can be time consuming itself. So what's your process for being able to source new entertainment options mm-hmm. and being able to find things that would really resonate with attendees and with the community?
That's a really great question. So we have many subcommittees of the parade committee. And so we've got a music committee, we have floats and parade coordination and so on and so forth. And so what we do is we always do a debrief after the last year's parade and what looked great on TV, who sounded great. And we are an invitation only parade. So, we don't just accept, everybody. We do, invite participants to be a part of our parade. So in the off season, during the summer, that's when we do our homework. What are some of the local, regional, national bands that are out there that are providing, getting really great coverage? And would they be interested in coming to Holyoke for our parade? I had mentioned that it's not inexpensive to put on this parade. We pay for all of the bands that come in to Holyoke. And so, of course, that's where we rely upon our sponsors, but we do our homework and see, you know, what are those acts that are attractive to our spectators. We talk to local band leaders and see what they're hearing out there and what are some interesting new types of entertainment that may be interesting to come to Holyoke. So it's always a learning process, and we're always scoping out new entertainment. And, you know, if folks have any, you know, questions or would like to be a part of our parade, they can certainly go to our website at HolyokeSt.Patrick'sParade.com.
I think that's perfect, especially because people often follow the entertainment that they enjoy. Like, for example, I went to a bar actually on St. Patrick's Day, ironically, this past year, and I really liked the band that was playing. And then because of that, I went to their website and went to another bar that they were playing at. So I can imagine that the parade likely sees that each year, where with new entertainers they bring in, it kind of also helps to attract their loyal fans and followers with it.
Absolutely. And, you know, certainly with social media, that has, you know, only enhanced our what we do and how we do it. So when we invited the Drumline band from New York a couple of years ago, the reaction from our fans was incredible. And people were just so excited to see this new type of entertainment. So that's where we found out, wow, people really, you know, enjoy this new type of entertainment. And so that's, you know, what kind of keeps us, you know, always looking out for the next hottest act, so to speak.
Absolutely. Business and marketing advice meets laughing so hard you cry. Meet one of my business besties, Liz Teresa. Liz has been building amazing websites and unforgettable brands for more than a decade, and now has decided to share her genius with all of you. Every month, Liz is teaching on super helpful topics, from Canva to newsletters and everything in between, to get your creative juices flowing and more clients and customers rolling in. Check out her upcoming classes at lizteresa.com/academy. That's lizteresa.com/academy. See you there. And with the parade attracting over 400,000 people each year, that's an amazing number, but I can also imagine that it might bring some challenges in terms of traffic and just being able to really streamline so many people in one place. So what's your process been for being able to kind of help manage that and help to alleviate any problems or roadblocks that might arise because of it?
Yeah, that's a great point. And we're actually really proud of the fact that we're a city of, you know, nearly 40,000, and we grow tenfold on parade day to up to 400,000. And so, but as you mentioned, that does come with a lot of work, a lot of coordination. So of course, we're very open to the public about the streets, the street closures and when they close and when they open back up. But I think what we have in our favor is that we are over 2 mile long parade. So there's lots of opportunity to watch your parade amongst those 2 miles. And so it's really just communicating, you know, through our social media channels, on our website, with the media. We're always leading up to parade weekend, we're constantly in front of the media talking about, you know, the weather and the road closures and any other kind of anticipation that we have. We work very closely with first responders. We have public safety meetings where we talk about, you know, do we have high profile award winners that are coming into town or that are going to be marching in our parade, and what kind of security, you know, needs revolve around that. We talk about, you know, the any other threats that may be out there, of course, and certainly the road closures and how we're going to manage through that. But it's very close coordination with first responders, Department of Public Works, and the media to help get that message across.
Yeah, and I think it's great that you're so proactive with almost preventing those problems before they even become a thing and preventing them from happening within the first place, which is great. So, in speaking of proactivity, I think it's also important for spectators or in-person attendees to also be proactive with making their plans around attending this event and making sure they get their lodging and a great spot for viewing the parade and things like that. And so for anyone who's listening to the show who has not been to the parade yet, what advice would you give them about planning ahead and making sure that they're able to actually participate in the events?
Absolutely. So I would definitely recommend folks take a look at our website, HoyokeSt.Patrick'sParade.com. We have all the information there about the parade route and the streets that are closed. I think we even have information on there about, you know, where the porta potties are. And so it's all that key information to make sure that folks are, you know, have a wonderful time. I did mention that we have a television broadcast. We're really proud of the fact that we, you know, broadcast our parade live on our local NBC affiliate, which is an incredible opportunity for those folks that are just unable to make it there in person. So they're able to watch our parade live. And of course, you know, live streaming as well. We've gotten some incredible demographics of folks that watch our parade internationally, whether they're at the barracks in the Middle East or down in Texas. We get those notes of where folks are watching our parade, and it's a really impressive crowd. But we do have last year's broadcast on TV, so folks can see what it's all about. But all of, you know, the information about the FAQs and tips and tricks, tricks to see our parade are available on our website.
Amazing. And you had mentioned earlier on in this episode that you've been involved with the committee for, I believe, 10 years. And so I'd love to hear more about what inspired you to become a part of it and what your own journey within volunteering has been like.
Yeah, thank you. So it's 10 plus years that I've been a member of the St. Patrick's Committee of Holyoke. And, you know, it's something I knew I always wanted to do and join. You know, growing up, Parade Weekend was always, you know, the best weekend of the year for my family. My father is a very longtime member, a former president and a former Grand Marshal of our parade. My aunt is also a longtime member of our parade, and my sister joined right after I did as well. So it really, when I say it's a family fair, it truly is for my family. But it's, I've made incredible friendships through this committee, and it's been an incredible opportunity for networking as well, because as I mentioned, there's, you know, well over 100 members that are part of the committee from all over Western Massachusetts. So it's been an incredible opportunity for me to create new friendships, but also for, you know, for business as well. And that's a true for many of my fellow committee members as well. So it's a great opportunity. It's a really fun experience. We meet monthly between April and December, but come January, we're meeting every Sunday to plan this parade. Yeah. So whether it's giving updates on the upcoming events or, you know, the parade itself, the road race, there's lots of details that need to be, you know, hashed out on a weekly basis. And so we meet weekly every Sunday, but then there's always the subcommittee meeting. So we're meeting separately from that. So there's an incredible amount of work that goes into this weekend. And I hope that, you know, people appreciate that it's not just something that happens overnight. It takes a year's worth of planning and work, and we're all doing it as volunteers. But you know what? I wouldn't have it any other way. I cherish every moment. It's so much fun spending time with my friends and family. And it, you know, I've learned such incredible things that I've carried over into my career as well. So being a part of a group is just, it's been a wonderful experience.
I love that. And speaking of the planning process, it kind of sounds similar to what I feel about the holiday season, because as of right now, we're towards the end of October. And I always say that you spend so much time getting to plan for Christmas and other holidays, and then all of a sudden it's over. And it's like you put in all this time and effort and it's gone in the blink of an eye. I can imagine that it's probably the same for you, that you're like, wow, 12 whole months of planning, and now in just one weekend, it's over.
It's so true. We actually have, we call it the post-parade letdown. So it's where, you know, the weekend after the parade, we're like, what do we do, you know, every Sunday from now on? And so we do find ways to get together, and we do have a party after the parade, usually the week afterwards, where we just to celebrate, you know, all the achievements that this weekend happened, and, you know, all the good, you know, the incredible amount of work that we put into it. But you're right. It's, you know, it's one whole weekend. But the good thing is that we have all these, you know, different events leading up to it where we can kind of celebrate in little increments before the culmination of that one big weekend.
Absolutely. And I love that you mentioned that you host a party after, because that was one thing I was just thinking of, is that I can imagine it's really important to decompress for a little bit after going through all that time and effort and energy of planning something like that. And so what's kind of like a self-care routine that you implement to just unwind and relax before jumping back into planning the next year's parade?
So that's exactly what we do at the party after the parade, is where we just celebrate. So we have, the different committee chairs that come up and talk about, different things that happened. We have awards for music and floats, and so we announce that to the group. We also have, individual awards that we give each other's, the best, the best spouse of the parade, parade week. Parade, being a part of the parade committee is a toll, not only on the volunteer, but their partner as well. And so we joke that we give an award to the best partner of the year that kind of stuck along and, helped to keep us on track. And so we give each other, little awards to make light of everything. But we just decompress, have a good time, and look forward to the upcoming year. And then we, start having our monthly meetings thereafter to start gearing up. But it's important to debrief, to reflect, and to enjoy each other's company, and to, to talk about what worked, what didn't, and, move on from there. So we always have next year is what we say.
Oh, that's a great perspective. And it sounds like that everyone who's a part of the organization also complements each other really nicely and has formed friendships and stuff like that, which sounds like it's very helpful with going through working so closely with people throughout the course of a year, that having those strengths that you can rely on and those close connections and relationships to ensure that it's successful year after year.
Without a doubt, Ashley. I mean, when I say we're family, in some cases it is true, but we really are a big family. So in good times and in bad, when, we have some committee members that are going through some tough times in their life, we're there for each other. And it's because it's a full year of work, we're with each other all the time. And it's really important that, we remember that. That, we may be at a meeting and people may have disagreements, but in the end, we're all family. We're all, working for a greater good. And so we all have each other's backs and there to support each other in good times and in bad. And I think that's something that, we all try to carry on in our personal lives and our professional lives as well. Because being a part of a large organization, it's not always easy. There's lots of different, people have different ideas for things, and but it's just all about balance and taking in everybody's perspective, and then voting to see what's up for the greater good. But it's I think there's core things that I've learned that have carried on through my, like I said, my personal and professional life, that have been just it's been a very rewarding experience, and I look forward to staying with the committee for a very long time.
I love that. And speaking of all the people that make up the organization, you've mentioned that there's several different subcommittees. And so I'd love if you could share an overview of what those are and what purpose they serve within the overall organization.
Oh, without a doubt, every subcommittee has a key purpose. We'll start with I mentioned we have our special events. So we have, award winners. We have our grand marshal and our citizenship award. So lots of different folks that we recognize year after year that march in our parade, either lead the parade or march in our parade. And so we have subcommittees that select those award winners. Our marketing committee, as you can imagine, is incredibly important. They work on soliciting all our sponsors and working with our sponsors and maintaining those important relationships and seeking out new sponsorships, new opportunities. So marketing meets all year round. We have like the special events committee, so those that do different fundraising. So whether it's the golf tournaments, or we have other concerts, that are fundraising, special events is very key. We have a scholarship, which we're really, we don't talk about enough, but we should. But the parade committee has given out over $150,000 to high school
Oh,
students.
amazing.
Yeah. Just since 1985 or so. And so we have a scholarship committee that, we collect, we do a fundraiser every week where we, it's a 50-50 raffle, and somebody wins a 50 percent of that. The rest of 50 goes into the kitty for a scholarship. And so we have a scholarship committee that seeks out, puts out the application, selects scholarship recipients year after year. parade coordination, of course, is a subcommittee that helps to plan the parade. So they're working all year round to solicit the marching contingents and then helping to put the parade together. Music committee, as you can imagine, solicits new bands and entertainment to be a part of our parade. So lots of different committees. And road race, I have to mention our road race. Road race alone is its own event on Saturday. And the road race works hard all year round, you know, to fine tune those details that makes that happen year after year. So lots of different committees that have different roles and responsibility, but all together culminates in a successful weekend.
Oh my gosh, I love that. And especially with how well thought out it is. I mean, you have everything covered, which is amazing.
Thank you.
And so for anyone who's listening to the show who is based in Western Mass and maybe interested in getting involved within the organization, what are some options that you might have for them?
Well, we're always looking for new members to join our committee. And certainly you can take a look at our website for more information on how to become a member. We also just have volunteers that work that weekend. And so there's, you know, feel free to reach out to us and we can definitely find a spot for you, whether it's, you know, working at the road race or different opportunities, you know, on parade day. But there's lots of different ways to get engaged. Certainly, we're always looking for new sponsors and we have lots of different sponsorship levels to be a part of parade weekend. And so, you know, your name and your business. If you sponsor a band, your name gets put on a banner that's carried throughout the streets of Holyoke and also shown on TV. So 400,000 are going to see you on the streets and then 1 million plus will see you on TV. So it's a great opportunity for local, regional, national companies to be a part of this, you know, annual tradition. So lots of different ways to get engaged. And we, you know, welcome anyone to reach out to us for more information to how to be involved.
I love that. And with everything that you do as your role as president, what would you say is probably your favorite part about it?
Oh my goodness. I would say I've been involved with the committee for 10 years and I've been in different roles, you know, as part of the parade, as part of the parade committee. But being a president, you really have a bird's eye view of everything. And I had no idea how much work goes into all these different aspects of the parade. So especially like parade coordination, there's so much detail that you need to you need to be a part of planning this parade. And so I think being president is just really having that appreciation and that 1,000-foot view of every single detail that goes into this parade. And I really appreciate the incredible amount of work and time that all the chairs and all of the members put into, you know, making this happen. So I think it's just having an overall appreciation for all the incredible work that everybody does, because we all have our role, right? And, you know, you kind of get focused on that one thing that you do. But having this, you know, high level overview, it's an incredible appreciation. And I just am so grateful to everybody that helps to make this weekend possible.
Oh, I love that. So one of my last things I'd like to ask you is that the parade has been around for over 70 years, which is amazing. And I'd love to hear if there are anything coming up maybe in the next few years or any ideas that you think might help to make things even bigger and better than it already has been.
Oh, wow. What a great question. So I think we're always looking at new opportunities. So we have actually, you can see here, I'm wearing what's called the Holyoke tartan. And so it's a fabric that was created and it's actually registered with the, and it's trademarked and it represents the city of Holyoke and the parade committee. So it represents the colors of the Irish flag and the American flag and the educational institutions within Holyoke. And so this tartan is a beautiful piece of fabric, but we've marketed it in such a way that we make items that, you know, that we sell that helps to fundraise for the parade, of course, but people just use and love, and because it's so unique. And so we're always working with the marketing committee and merchandising is trying to find different ways of different items where we can market our tartan to get it out there and for people to talk about, but also to appreciate. So I think that there's opportunities there for using our tartan and for fundraising. Always looking for new entertainment. You know, that's something that, you know, we're always keeping at what's the hottest new band or, you know, marching contingent or whatever. So that's always something that we're looking at. And, you know, through social media, you know, the TikToks and all of that and the different ways that we can, you know, market ourselves outside of Western Massachusetts to show that we have something really unique here in Holyoke Parade Weekend and why we feel that this weekend and our parade is better than, you know, all the other ones is because it's regional, but it's still about community. But we're bringing in these national, you know, people and entertainment into, you know, this small city of 40,000. And I think just showcasing what makes our parade unique and special is just something that we're looking to enhance upon and expand upon, such as talking with you and on this podcast. And so just finding new opportunities and ways to promote ourselves and share all that's positive about Holyoke in our parade.
Oh, I love it. And now for a little bit of a fun question. What would you say your favorite local businesses are to support?
Oh gosh, we have so many here in Holyoke. You know, I'll start, you know, just down the street from me is Nick's Nest, which is a 100-year-old, you know, restaurant that serves the best hot dogs by far. It's a cute little shop that everybody should check out. They have also amazing ice cream in the summer. If you're downtown, you definitely want to take a look at the Holyoke Children's Museum. By far the best regional children's museum around. It's downtown, right on the banks of the dam. Fame, which is a really cool bar and restaurant that's just really cool and unique to Holyoke. Down the street, if you're looking for great coffee, you want to check out Dam Cafe, which is right along the parade route. You know, you can always get some good drinks at JP's or Pick's Pub or Francie's. So lots of great local establishments that are unique to Holyoke. And if anyone wants to check out Holyoke, give me a call and we have a great tour that we can put people on.
Love it. Haley, this has been such an awesome episode and I've really enjoyed having the opportunity to have you come on and talk more about the committee and the parade. And I'd love if you could share where our listeners can learn more about it online in case they'd like to connect further.
Oh, thank you so much, Ashley. This was really fun. I really appreciate the opportunity to chat with you today. But if folks want to learn more about our parade and our weekend, please take a look at HoyokeSt.Patrick'sParade.com and you'll find all the information there and links to all of our social channels as well.
Perfect. And I will link to those in the show notes. That way our listeners can click through and connect with you from there. But thank you so much again for coming on today's show.
Hi, thank you so much, Ashley. Appreciate it.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Right Here in Mass. We hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as we enjoyed recording it. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review, follow us on social media, and share our podcast with your network. See you next week.